Hello and welcome. Today, day 14. Wow, today and then just one more day and we're done with this series. Well, today we conclude our time in Isaiah 9, looking at the different names of God prophesied almost 800 years before Jesus would be born. And verse 6, these are the four names. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Today we look at Jesus as our Prince of Peace, our Prince of Peace. He's the Prince because the Father, he's the Son of the Father who sits on the heavenly throne. And he's the Prince of Peace. He is going to bring peace. Now, this may sound familiar if you're familiar with the story of the angels in Luke 2 coming to the shepherd. We looked at that last week. And they said, the heavenly host said to these shepherds in Luke chapter 2, verse 14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased. Peace on earth, or on earth peace. Now, you might say, wait a second, that hasn't happened. Yes, I believe that Jesus came 2,000 years ago. I believe he died on the cross. I believe he rose from the again. I believe he's at the right hand of God. I believe he's coming back. But there's not peace on earth. I mean, there's all kinds of strife going on in the world. And that's true. Remember that this is a proclamation in Isaiah 9 of the millennial kingdom that will then usher in the new heavens and new earth. And so someday that's going to be perfect peace. And so I understand there's not in peace right now among nations, and maybe even you're not at peace with somebody right now. Certainly understand that it's not perfect peace right now because we still live in a sin-saturated world. But someday it'll be perfect peace. Now, as we think about Jesus as our Prince of Peace, I want us to think about three types of peace, okay? Peace up, peace in, and peace out. Peace up, peace in, and peace out. Here's what I mean. That because of Christ, we can have peace with God. And when we have peace with God, then we can have the peace of God in our lives. And when we have peace with God and the peace of God, that's going to cause us to want to have peace with others. All three of these are connected to each other, right? We'll never truly have the peace of God unless we're at peace with God. And unless we're really at peace with our own selves, we're probably not going to be at peace with others. What's the old saying? Hurt people, right? If we're not having peace, a life of peace, that's going to spill out in our relationships. But Jesus has made it possible for us to have peace up, peace in, and peace out. How so? Well, he died on the cross to pay the price that was keeping us from having peace with God. You see, here's the thing. We have to be careful with this. You know, it's easy to think sometimes, you know, a baby's born. And again, a grandson just born 5 months ago in April. I'm going to have a granddaughter. And it's so easy to say, oh, look at this precious child and this child of God. And in one sense, they are, in the sense that ultimately God created my grandson and my future granddaughter. But you could also say, though, they're not a child of God. They're an enemy of God until they place their faith in Christ. Now, obviously, you know, as babies and the future baby, they can't choose Christ. I understand that. And many of us believe, therefore, if God were to take them before they could even make a choice to follow Christ, they would still go to heaven. But I think it's important that we understand this, that people aren't born as children of God in the sense that they have automatically this relationship with God. That's not the case at all. The Bible says that we have been alienated from God because of our sins. Sin has separated us from God. And so the only way to have peace with God, not go to church, not try to be a nice person, is to repent of sin and place our faith in the finished work of Christ, what Christ has done on our behalf, his death for our sins, his resurrection to give us new life. Jesus came not just to be a role model to us and not to reestablish the nation of Israel as his chosen people then and there. There's a day all that will happen. Jesus came and he had a mission. And that mission was the cross, right? To reconcile mankind to the Father and his resurrection to make that all possible, right? The death doesn't save us. The death was the necessary punishment. The resurrection is what justifies us and makes us right with God. And so many of you watching this probably already know that, but I think we should be always remembering, taking time to remember and celebrate that. We can have peace with God because Jesus took on the wrath of sin in our place. Now, once we make that commitment, for me, it was the end of my junior in high school, then the peace of God can come in to our lives because now we have a relationship with God. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling us. Our future is secure in heaven. And so that can give us the peace of God. As Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, a peace that passes all understanding. That's what we can have in our relationship with God. And one of the things that is important for us that have peace with God and who are experiencing the peace of God, it is of the utmost importance that we are always striving to be at peace with others. Okay? There is nobody we should be unwilling to forgive. Jesus was willing to forgive every single sin when he went to that cross. Past, present, future. I mean, aren't you thankful that God didn't put conditions on his forgiveness when he went to the cross? No, it was made available to all. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's available to all. Not all will embrace the gospel. It's available to all, no matter what you've done in your life. And so that's important for us, that if Christ was willing to forgive us and make peace with us, we must be willing to forgive anyone and be at peace with them. Now, that doesn't mean that they'll necessarily be at peace with you, all right? The book of Romans says that as is possible with you, be at peace with others. But you can't control it if they won't. So that's my challenge today and my encouragement today, is the Prince of Peace came so that we could have peace with God, so that we could have the peace of God, and so that we could have peace with others. Have you made that decision in your life? Have you placed your faith in Christ so that you have peace with God? But do you have the peace of God? Are you living a lifestyle in obedience to God so you're experiencing his peace because you're walking in his will? And are you actively pursuing peace with others? Are you a peacemaker? That is one of the responsibilities that every Christ follower has, to be a peacemaker. Because we have a Savior who's willing, the Prince of Peace, to be the peacemaker between us and the Heavenly Father.